How much do you think adding Midas Thorne in this upfront situation is affecting long-term outcomes?
My preference and my bias is to use a FLT3 inhibitor in upfront therapy. First of all, as with any cancer, the best chance you have to treat the disease is in the upfront setting. Okay, you don't want to be in the relapse refractory setting, because by the time you relapse and refractory, inevitably the feeling is that you're going to die from your disease. So when you look at the data with RATIFY, which is the randomized phase 3 trial randomizing FLT3 mutant patients to either Midas Thorne 7+3 or placebo 7+3. If you look at the curves separate out very early in the treatment, probably during induction. And that difference in event-free survival, it persists through the rest of therapy and results in that 7% difference in 4-year overall survival benefit. So if you look very carefully, I think the major benefit of using the Midas Thorne is in the upfront setting, in suppressing that clone. And I'll tell you right now, Dr. Love, people have said to me, well, maybe I don't have to give a FLT3 inhibitor. Maybe I could get away with just standard chemotherapy in the upfront setting. Or there's a very, what we look at, what we call allelic ratio. Well, the allelic ratio is really low. I don't need to deal with that FLT3. I'll just give them cetotoxin. My experience is that if you do not treat the FLT3 mutation up front, then when they relapse, that FLT3 mutation is there at relapse, and the variant allele-frequency ratio has gone up, and it is driving the recurrence. So I said, if you detect the FLT3, if I see it and I have a drug for it, I'm going to use it. You know, you don't say, well, you know, there's a few leukemia cells with it. I'm not going to bother with it, because at the time of relapse, we've seen a 1% or 5% clone make up 50 or 80% of the relapse. So I think if you see it at diagnosis, you treat it.
So are there ongoing phase 3 trials looking at other FLT3 inhibitors, maybe more potent FLT3 inhibitors like gilteritinib in this upfront setting?
Yes. So the trial with Midas Thorne, the RATIFY trial, was done through the cooperative groups and international groups, and that was done over 10 years ago. Our site participated in that study. It took about 10 years to get that data published. Midas Thorne was not developed as a FLT3 inhibitor. It was actually developed as a VEGF inhibitor. I was in the days, remember, as you can recall, where they were developing VEGF inhibitors for renal cell, subsequently for hepatocellular carcinoma. So that drug, Midas Thorne, or PKC412, was really a repurposed tyrosine kinase, because they noticed that when they looked at the tyrosine kinase profile, it also inhibited FLT3. And when they gave it to some patients that had FLT3 mutant, they saw some peripheral blood clearance. So they said, let's combine it with standard chemo. Since that time, we have developed very potent specific drugs, their ability to inhibit very potently and specifically FLT3 ITD and FLT3 TKD. Those drugs, gilteritinib is an example of those, really have efficacy in the relapse refractory setting, whereas Midas Thorne just caused a little bit of peripheral blood clearance. When you gave Midas Thorne as a single agent, you saw no responses, nothing, no CR. You saw peripheral blood clearance and that was it. So obviously now that we have gilteritinib approved in the relapse setting, we would like to move those potent FLT3 inhibitors, as you said, up front.